All right. Let's talk about inclusivity. So, believe it or not, this is a subject close to my heart. And as a result, because that's actually, you know, the case, I've been taking a long, hard look at what I do and how I go about it and what some of the results of that are. And the conclusion I'm forced to draw is that I can and should do better. So I don't think that I've been particularly exclusionary in the work I've done, but, you know, the thing is, because I'm not sure, I need to, like, do a proper audit and make certain. But I can put some steps in place going forward. And why has this come up? Huge storm on Twitter over the last couple of days about a not unreasonable request from a fellow voice actor who said, hey, how about being a bit more inclusive in your stuff? And to be honest with you, because I usually work with people who write in a fairly inclusive way, and I tend to behave in a fairly inclusive way, I thought, that doesn't seem unreasonable. What's going on? And then all hell broke loose. Now, it'd be really nice for me to say, well, of course, that wasn't about me, and I don't need to think about this at all because I'm fine. No, that's not how that works. See, that was a call to introspection and a call for me to take a long, hard look at what, you know, like I said, what I do and how I do it. And while I think I've done okay, I want to do better than okay. I want to be good at this. I want to be someone who reaches out to as many people as possible and who can do things, you know, who produces content that isn't exclusionary. Why would I want that? So, some of the things that I want to do are going to take me a little time to get my head round. Like, for example, I want to do some M4M content. I've always said that I'd be interested in doing that, but there is something about it that makes me a little uncomfortable, and it is all wrapped up in representation and kind of, you know, not wanting to straightwash LGBTQ content, because I'm not part of that group, that community. I'm not. I'm 90% straight. So, yeah, that's not really something that I need to weigh in on necessarily. But on the other hand, you know, it's something for me to look at and ask myself questions about why that kind of content is, you know, something I don't do. Because I can. I've done it in the past. And it, you know, I just haven't. So I need to think about why. I need to think about the terms and the descriptions I use when I improvise stuff. I get carried away with things like alliteration, so the phrase pretty pink pussy tends to trip gently off my tongue whenever I get into that way of thinking, and that's something that needs to change. So for the audios that I record, and for the scripting work, I've included a new step in my editing process, which is basically a check for exclusionary terms. Well, I'm going to try my best to eliminate them. May not always be possible. Sometimes, and I'll make this caveat, sometimes I record stuff that is for me. I put it out to the audience, but it comes from something inside me. It's usually stuff that I've written myself or something that I'm improvising. And I make no bones about it. Sometimes that's going to have a particular target in mind. There's something that I'm trying to work out or something that I want to, you know, I want to indulge in. I'm still going to do that from time to time. But it's going to be less frequent. And I do want to make sure that anything I create that I'm solely responsible for creating is as inclusive as possible. And I will also take steps to make sure that the scripts I fill are as inclusive as possible. Writers that I've worked with so far, generally speaking, are really good about this anyway. But, you know, no one has objected to my occasional bit of improv. And I will continue to do that. So if I need to make amendments to a script I'm going to fill so that I'm happier with it and so that I feel like it's including as many people as possible, that's something I can do. Now, I need your help. I need to know if what I'm setting out to do is working. It's a process, and I am not perfect. I'm a human being. I will fuck up. I say this with my hand on my heart, knowing that you know, we can't do things in isolation. So I'm asking a favour of everyone in this subreddit who listens to this audio. Please help me hold to my purpose by reminding me when I screw up. I hate the thought that I'm unapproachable. I hate the thought that you don't feel like you can speak up if I do something that you don't like. So I'm asking you to participate and to reach out to me if you think I can do better or if you think something I've done could have been better, okay? I want to hear it. What I will do to make sure that you can say whatever is on your mind is I will look at getting an anonymous feedback form sorted. Now, those are a bit of a minefield because I'm frankly not interested in opening myself up to abuse because I get quite enough of that in real life as it is. Thank you so much. But you know, it's worth doing, I think, in this instance, because I think it's the right step to take. And I can always ignore the trolls as best I can. So that's going to take me a little while to put together because I have a ton of other things to do and it's December. But for 2021, I'm going to make a commitment to getting that done as early in the new year as I possibly can. So just to round up then, I stand with the people who have called for greater inclusivity in the GWA community. I stand with them and I will work to make my own output more inclusive. I know I can do better, so I will. I've taken steps to ensure that my future content is more inclusive and I want to continually improve on that matter. So I'm reaching out to you and asking you please to help me by speaking up if you think I could do better. So on that score, thank you all, and thank you for putting up with this little update. I'll return you to your regular pawn with a poll about something for your delectation and listening pleasure later this month. So, cheers. Take care.